The new venue is called The Temporary. It's on Market Street in Willits, just across from the new Capitol Creek Brewery as well. And The Temporary is a venue of the Arts Campus at Willits. And the larger vision for the Arts Campus is to build a world-class, state-of-the-art performing arts center on a parcel of land that we have a 99-year lease on in Willits, just a couple blocks away from where we are. But the timeline of that project is a few years. And so in the interim, we wanted to start programming right away, build our audience, let people know what we were up to and build excitement and enthusiasm. So we opened The Temporary.
Sort of creating a model unit for what we're doing so people can understand the bigger vision. Because as we first started, we found that not having the space doesn't open up the vision for everybody. This is way more they go, oh yeah, this is what you guys are doing.
And The Temporary can have, you mentioned earlier, Ryan, up to 300 people.
So it depends on what we're doing. We have theater this weekend and comedy this weekend, so the seats will be in. So that's about 140 to 150. Next weekend, we have a couple of great bands, so the chairs will go out and
250, 275.
And was this a pre-existing building?
This was one of the buildings in Willits that's, you know, mixed use. So there's some residential and there's some commercial. This was an empty storefront on the ground floor, and it was literally just an open space. So we put up the drywall, we installed everything, and
they gave us an empty box, and we designed it.
We're fortunate that on our board is a artist and production designer named Dick Carter, and he had a vision.
His vision.
And it's gorgeous. I mean, people come and are just, they're blown away.
And in the design for the permanent, how many people do you hope to be able to get in for like a show?
450.
450
standing, 350, 300 seated.
I think it's important to point out, too, that there's several spaces in the permanent facility.
That's very important.
There's a flexible space, which is the main performance hall, which would have the numbers Mark just talked about. But then there's also a permanent film screening and lecture hall just for independent cinema, foreign films, art house films, lectures, as well as an event space.
So you could have, theoretically, two events going on at once. You could have a music venue that evening and a film and a lecture in the same evening. We're planning some sort of festivals as we go down the line here. Maybe even we'll throw one in next year. Or started to talk lightly about doing something on Market Street.
Yeah, and I think one of the advantages of opening The Temporary is that it's going to help us understand better what's working here in the Valley and what our place is in the Valley. We have a chance to explore, you know, different kinds of programming, different kind of, you know, one-offs and some festivals and see what resonates for people and see what's working. I mean, we had a block party where they closed the street down and it was a celebration of the opening of Market Street. There was tons of people. I mean, the street was packed.
700 people.
Yeah. And then we had a show that night with Ben Miller Band and it was jumping. And it was interesting because it showed me, looking at that event, that people are hungry to come out and have a day, evening experience that isn't just a one-off. I think of the Valley as one community that is more and more tied together with each passing day. And I think one of the advantages of where The Temporary is and where our permanent facility will be is that it truly is at the geographic center of the Roaring Fork Valley. And because of Whole Foods, which we're right across the street from, people are acclimated to going there. And so I feel like we have a real unique opportunity to live up to our mission, which is to define the cultural identity of the Mid-Valley.
Yeah, we're doing some good collaborations that Ryan and myself have tried to work out with some other groups, like the English in Action deal.
Yep. We're working on an event with English in Action to do some performances with them, which we're excited about. The Rock and Roll Academy has started doing some classes in our space.
We're collaborating with Belly Up on some shows.
We're really trying to work with the existing organizations to use culture to enhance their mission, and then also
Theater Aspen.
Yep, Theater Aspen is going to start doing some
Jazz
classes.
Aspen.
And that helps us, too, to serve that community in the Mid-Valley that has gotten used to going up to Aspen to get their culture. We're coming down to Carbondale to get their culture, and we're trying to give them an opportunity to do it right there in their backyard. Our hope with the permanent facility, we're a nonprofit, we're a 501c3, so we're constantly fundraising, as are you guys. You're in a drive right now, and it's critically important. But our hope is that we would have a donor who would give a lead gift to name the building. So the Arts Campus at Willits is the
vision.
Yeah, that's the vision. It's not just one building, but eventually it's this whole block or more that is dedicated to the arts, and there could be numerous entities and nonprofits, but we are trying to plant a seed for a larger campus. So that is the blanket organization.
So do you both come up with the programming together?
I really nod to Mark on that one. Mark has got...
But we collaborate together. I really am not going to run anything on my own unless I talk to Ryan. Ryan talks to me about, because he has great theater background. Yeah, we talk a lot every day, seven times a day about programming.
And we have a programming committee of our board as well, which has got some great people on it. Wendy Hahn, Lauren Jenkins, and
Michael Lipkin, right,
as well as Mark. That programming committee meets once a week to talk about what's coming, what's our mix look like.
How they feel about the programming that just passed, you know, all of it.
But so it's important to talk a little bit about Mark here, because his background with both Jazz Aspen and Belly Up, I mean, I can name some obscure band that I find that happens to be routing through that I've never heard of, and Mark's like, oh yeah, I saw them in 86. And I mean, it's amazing how much he knows about music and culture. And so we set up a system where the programming committee and Mark and I are doing the programming, but I think it's worth highlighting his experience because it's such a huge asset for us.
Do you see this as a venue that theater companies will be able to like rent
this is Ryan's world.
I've spent my life in the theater and film business, so those are two areas that I'm passionate about and excited about. So definitely, I mean, we have a theater show this Thursday and Friday.
Which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, this beautiful Nora Ephron play called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Four terrific local actresses have put it on over the years occasionally, and we're remounting it. It's a beautiful piece of theater. But our model for theater is that we are a presenting organization. So this means that we are not picking a script, casting actors, and rehearsing a show for 4 weeks and then putting it up for 3 weeks the way that Thunder River does, the way that
completely different.
Theater Aspen does, Hudson Reed does that. They are producing organizations who produce the work. We present. So our idea is you come in Thursday morning and your show is either Thursday night or Friday night, so you load in. It's the roadshow mentality. We need shows that can come in prepackaged, designed to tour, ready to go and be put up. Takah. Think of a large bird. Yeah, that stands for the Arts Campus at Willits, but we're takah.org. Our calendar is constantly getting updated.
Yeah, we just booked a couple today, I think.
Yeah.
So we're doing okay.
So that's the place to go. You can see the latest calendar right there. Also on the homepage, folks can sign up for our newsletter. And then, of course, you can donate from our site.
We're very happy to have people come in and check the room out. You know, if they're in the Willits area, we're there all the time. Someone's there, so we're happy to show you what's going on and what's coming up.
And we're also partnering with you guys to make sure that you guys are getting the word out about what we're doing with some ticket giveaways, and we've done some advertising with you. And
You've helped us immensely the first few months of opening, which has really been helpful.
We're up to similar things in different formats, right? I mean, you guys are bringing great music to the community and great news and information, and you're doing it through the radio, and we're doing it through a venue. So it's a great collaboration.
Thank you so much for this service.
Thanks for having us. So great, and we're really happy working with KDNK.
You guys are great.